Practice makes permanent. Training is where you will develop and build most of your skills and most of your habits. The next place where you'll build skill and habits is during competition. Both are super critical and important. Training has to be done in such a way as to mimic or replicate competition situations as much as possible. It has to be done with the intent of a real life situation where points and winning and losing are important, or being knocked out, or living and dying. If you do not train with the end in mind, with the actual situation in mind, then you'll just be going through the motions and you're gonna regret it when it comes time for competition. That's why when we train, we do a lot of live situation drilling, or what I call resistance repetitions. And this is where each training partner has the opportunity to both attack and defend for a specified amount of time in a specific position. We also focus on a lot of live sparring and live wrestling. When you do this, you're able to get the feel and the tempo for when things have to, when and how things have to be done, the speed and the timing that they have to be done, and also the level of conditioning that you're going to need in the real competition. That being said, take everything you've done in your practice matches and be prepared when you get out on the competition floor for it to be at least 2 to 5 times faster and 2 to 5 times more intense. The reason I say that is because when you're competing, you're dealing with other factors such as jet lag, travel, change in nutrition, possible change in sleep habits, and just overall increased adrenaline and excitement. On top of that, you're also going against a new opponent that you probably haven't felt out before or haven't seen before, and you're in a new environment. These things all add to the perceived level of intensity. The actual physical performance of the skill may or may not be more or less intense, but the added mental stimulation will increase the physical stimulation. And this is very important to understand, and this is what sports psychologists and sports scientists try to figure out all the time, why and how all these other factors affect performance. If you understand that a human body will perform as required, you start to go into the thinking that the human body is a machine, and that if X equals Y, then Z equals whatever, right? And you start to get false ideas of how you're going to perform. And that's the problem in a lot of training, is that coaches will start to think that, okay, we've done this and now everything becomes mechanical and we deserve it. And then what happens is you have a really bad mix of either good training gone bad, and then bad mental training got even worse. Okay, and in my experience, coaches far too often talk about the athlete who deserves it, or the athletes who's worked the hardest, or all the reasons why you should be able to win. And you need that to a degree, but I don't think that helps as much as staying concentrated and focused on executing the skills that you've prepared for. And if your training and your preparation was proper and adequate for the task at hand, then your competition should go hopefully more the direction that you want. There's no guarantees. Competition, generally speaking, will be more chaotic. Your opponent will react in ways you're not used to. And again, this goes back to training with the same partners every day. There's a great book called Best Judo by Isawa Inokuma, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But this book was written back probably in the 70s or 80s. And it's a great book because he talks about learning your winning pattern and how if you train with the same people every day, you won't be able to gain your winning pattern because eventually they're going to be able to shut you down and you're going to have the same reactions every day in and day out. That's why another reason why I believe it's so important to be able to get different exposures, whether it's going to another jiu-jitsu school or another or a judo school or a wrestling club, so that you can get all those different feel and all the different aspects of different ways of thinking and different ways of performing technique. One of my big philosophies too is if you can understand the man, you can understand the system. If you can understand the system, you can understand the man. People leave their fingerprints all over whatever they do. And that being said, I'm specifically looking more at mental fingerprints. What I mean by that is when you're competing, you want to look to see what it is your opponent's trying to do. Where's his mental fingerprints? What are his tendencies? Who is the people that he trains with? How do they train? What's their philosophy? If you know, understand their philosophy, it's going to be much better for you to be able to understand the adaptation that you will have to make and that they will try to make under that competition circumstances. If you're going up against a competitor in grappling and your competitor primarily does jiu-jitsu and doesn't do a lot of stand-up wrestling, you're probably going to experience a lot more resistance from his bottom position. He'll probably pull guard and just start playing the bottom guard position more than he will try to stand up and wrestle with you. If you're going up against a good wrestler, chances are you're going to have a battle of attrition and a battle that's going to take place primarily from the standing position, from takedowns, and then he's also going to want to fight from the top. So just knowing those things alone helps you understand the adaptations that you'll have to make during your own match. I'll help you be able to make those adaptations in future writings. I hope this helps you on your quest to grappling greatness.